You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
The Gospel of Mark chapter 9 verse 1. The Lord Jesus says, "Verily I say unto you, that there be some that are standing here which shall not taste of death until they have seen the kingdom of God come with power." Welcome to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. You have tuned in today to WGOD Radio. I call it that because this is where God is broadcasting. And that is, He's always speaking in His Word. God speaks today. He'll speak to you 24 hours a day if you've tuned into His frequency. And that's what we're doing here today. We are about to start now chapter 9 in our ongoing sermon series at Island Community Church, where I'm preaching through the Gospel of Mark. We're going to look at chapter 9 starting today and the rest of this week. Now, that verse I read to you, it was chapter 9, verse 1. The Lord starts there with that cryptic promise that there's some people here among me that aren't going to taste of death until they see. Well, how does He say it here Himself? Until they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. Now, what did He mean by that? That's what we're going to look at this week. One of my favorite portions of Scripture, that is the transfiguration of the Lord Jesus Christ, when Moses and Elijah appeared and talked to Him and talked of His decease. Actually, the Greek word there, they talked of His exodus, like the book. That's what we're looking at. This is going to play all the rest of this week. Starting today will be part one. Now, this Wednesday here tomorrow, I invite you out to Island Community Church. We're in a verse-by-verse study of 1 Peter. We're still in chapter 1. We'd love to see you at 6 o'clock tomorrow. In the meantime, here's part one of the Lord Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. This week, we come to one of my favorite events in all the Bible, and that is Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. Mark chapter 9. He said unto them, "Verily I say unto you, that there be some of them that stand here which shall not taste of death until they have seen the kingdom of God come with power." Now, this is a bad place for a chapter break. Or is it? Does this verse belong with what's to come, or does this verse belong with the end of chapter 8? So I guess we better start with the end of chapter 8 and try to figure that out. Chapter 8, verse 34. Now, we're not covering everything exhaustively, otherwise we'd be here 3 years in the book of Mark. So I'm kind of picking out one thing every week, 16 weeks through 16 chapters. Chapter 8, verse 34, it says, "When He had called the people unto Him with His disciples also, He said unto them, Whosoever will come after Me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow Me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for My sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it." Now, this is the greatest teacher of truth ever, flipping the script.
teaching some awesome truths, totally new and unheard of. Whoever wants to be a Christ follower, a Christian, they must, let's make this personal, you must. Anyone that wants to be known by the noble name of Christian, you must, number one, you must deny yourself. That is, you say no to you and yes to Jesus. Say no to selfish interests and earthly securities. That is, you no longer follow your own wants and desires, but now you follow His. Amen? You no longer trust yourself, but now you trust God. You don't do the things that'll bring you temporary pleasure. Now you serve the Lord Christ and you do His will. Prerequisite number one for being a Christian. Too many people use that word way too lightly. Christian is a Christ follower, one who has denied himself. Number two, take up your cross. We could say, die to self. Would be number two. Your cross is your means of execution. Billy Graham says, this is the equivalent of driving around with an electric chair strapped to the roof rack of your SUV. So what does this mean, take up your cross? It means following Jesus is going to cost you something. Salvation, eternal life, forgiveness of sin, they all come at a cost. Once you receive Jesus, all your problems don't go away. On the contrary, it might seem that your troubles are just beginning. 18 witnesses in here? Your troubles are just beginning. I hate it when these pastors sugarcoat things and say, all your troubles are over now that you believe in Jesus, because that's the opposite of how it is. It might seem, actually now I won't even say might seem, I'll say there's a bullseye on your back right now. It says Christian on it. Muslims don't break the doors down and say, are there any Polish people here? They don't break the doors down and say, are there any Mormons? They don't break the doors down and say, are there any Jehovah's Witnesses? For that matter, we could say they don't break the door down and say, are there any Catholics? Though they did crucify a Catholic priest on Good Friday. They don't break the door down and say, are there any Buddhists? No, the devil is after those that follow the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's a spiritual fight going on. Whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself. I could add, let us esteem others as better than ourselves. Philippians 1. Whoever desires to come after me, let him pick up his cross. That is, die to self. Reminds me of John 12:25. I'm going to open up, I think, every service from now on and read to you John 12:25. At least when I start preaching. He that loveth his life shall lose it. He that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. How you doing on that one? Do you love your life? Or do you hate it? Number three would be follow Jesus. John 8:12. I am the light of the world. He that followeth after me shall not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Which way is the Lord leading? Follow after him. He's leading in the opposite direction the world is leading. And on that road, he will put people in your path to influence them to change course and to go in the direction that you are going. Your mission, if you decide to accept it, on your road here, is to take as many people with you as you can going in the direction you're going. The devil's mission is to take you off the road and to get you to go in the other direction, the way that he's going. Okay, what else does the Lord say here at the end of chapter 8? He says, what will it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever, therefore, shall be ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with his holy angels. Reminds me of something that Paul wrote, 2 Timothy 2. This is a faithful saying. If we died with him, we shall live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. Because he cannot deny himself. So it's right at this point that chapter 9 unfolds now. Once again, whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with his holy angels. How can we be ashamed of him? I wonder to what extent that carries to. Like not wanting to say grace in front of unbelievers in a restaurant. I don't know. Verse 1. And he said to them, assuredly, I say to you that there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God come with power. Verse 2. And, or New King James says, now, after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up on a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. Okay, I would say, if you ask me, chapter 9, verse 1 belongs with the rest of this text, what we're looking at here. It's a cryptic reference to the upcoming kingdom of God. See, I say this because there's a lot of argument over this, what he meant by this. The Presbyterians and R.C. Sproul will tell you Jesus already came back. And that verse is proof that the Lord's already returned. And I'd say, well, what are we living in now?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Thank you.